For those of you who are wondering what I'm doing, I'm actually using a ghost hunting application for my Android. And for fans of the Ghost Adventure show on the Travel Channel, this device actually is a kind of a combination of a spirit box and an ovulus, which shows the words that the ghost is using the energy of the phone or its own energy to generate words. And there we have a ghost coming through, and it gave me the word boat. When the clicking gets louder and more frequent, that means there is a better presence of a spirit here. This particular app did write out my name twice in the little ovulus area, and also it said once, I'm inside of you, which I thought was kind of freaky. But the word boat, none of the times have I got words strung together that seemed like a sentence. Sometimes I'll get like three words. I can turn down the static here a little bit. There we go. Just enough to tell. And it helps sometimes if you move your phone around the room. If you believe it, some people are going to think this is a joke. But I have another one too, but it's not very good for an audio podcast. It kind of a visual thing where it shows an outline of a ghost in a room as you move your phone around. And actually by the elevator I saw one that looked like it's wearing a hoodie and carrying an axe, which I thought was kind of wild. Even though it's that one there, I don't know. It's called some specter, some friendly ghost. And actually, it gives its age, which that seems totally ridiculous. But some, they say, are friendly spirits, and some they are not. And now this particular ghost app for Android gives me the word yell. So boat and yell. I don't know. That would be an interesting deal for the Ghost Adventures crew is to review some of these ghost apps for Android. Oh, now we're probably going to get another word here because the clicking's getting louder. And well, now it's kind of settling down. Yeah, it's kind of fun to tinker with, even though it's, you know, who knows. I do believe in some of the stuff they've caught has been pretty strange. A few things have been pretty strange that I've gotten on these things. You do kind of hear a growl. Now it says fog. And we have had some fog this morning. Well, it looks like it's kind of boat, yell, and fog is kind of the words the spirits are saying today. Let's see if I can get one more word in it before I shut this thing down anyway and move on to other things. Should I move it around the room where it spikes a little bit more? Oh, when the clicking gets more frequent, then something might come through. Let me see if I can get the growl. Yeah. And the word veteran has come through. And that word's come through a few times for me. I don't know if there is a veteran that lived in this apartment before or what, but it's possible. Or veterans. I know there are veterans that live here now. But that's it for one of the ghost hunting apps from Android that I'll play. Zach Baggins, one of the Ghost Adventures crew, has opened a museum there in Las Vegas. And I guess he has been a collector of the paranormal, haunted objects, different things. And I guess a while back he bought the Dr. Kevorkian Death Van, which that van, only his lawyer would know if it was the correct van, because they thought or there was some trickery going on that the actual van was brought to a car graveyard to be crushed. But he got a certificate of authenticity, I guess, and his Dr. Kevorkian's lawyer of 10 years actually confirmed that. He said to Zach, you own a part of history. And some of those assisted suicides were conducted in that van, microbus it was. They had a knockout a wall, I guess, on his little museum deal there to actually bring it in. And Deadly Possessions, I believe, is one of his other shows besides the regular Ghost Adventures lockdowns they do. But that was kind of fun. I'll see how it works out in the editing process, which will be rather interesting. And we also, right now I'm going to switch my patterns because I don't have any sound coming out of the back of the Blue Yeti and do some technical stuff. But I'll be right back. If you don't know or are haven't been a repeat listener, don't remember, I will say, hi, my name is Randy, and I will be your host for this episode of Infotainment. Welcome to the Last Stop Podcast Shop, one of the lesser-known podcasts going today. Welcome to all the fun festivities and frivolity that my regular listeners have come to love. I'd like to welcome you, and especially you to the program today, where I'm going to try something my co-host, CJ, for a couple episodes, did an on-location deal that we tried to jury-rig something up other than using Skype. I guess a lot of people use that to talk to another co-host who is in another area. Well, this CJ lives around 3 hours away from me, so it's not very feasible to have him drive down here for every episode. So we'll see how that works out. CJ was at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival with an on-location report. I think most of his time on this report was spent at the Vegetable Justice stand. And I think we talk about that extensively. Actually, if you don't know, or have never been to a Renaissance Festival in your state, I don't know how similar they are, or if they're a lot different from each other, varying from state to state. But the Vegetable Justice stand is where a guy pokes his head out a hole in a wooden wall, and all the time he's shouting insults at people that pay to throw tomatoes at him. And they don't give him a solid tomato. They kind of rake the tomatoes over nails, so they're not really throwing like a hard baseball at the guy's head. But all the people seem to enjoy listening to them when they're usually drinking. And the insults are flying, and the tomatoes are flying, and they usually have a huge pile of tomatoes below the wall and below his head. And it's a fun little area of the Renaissance Festival. And they also have the comedy duo called Puke and Snot, that have been at this Renaissance Festival for many a year, and they perform on the pirate ship. And I've been to their show a few times, and I think a lot of it is similar from year to year. So, without further ado, we shall get on with the podcast. And thank you very much for taking the time to listen. Also, I will note that some of my podcasts have moved from where you have previously found them. I'm slowly switching more of them to the Patreon.com / infotainment podcast address. We'll see if that pans out more than a inactive PayPal button on my previous site. And so, but I need, if you are a repeat listener and enjoy the show, become a patron of mine, and you make a pledge. And I'm not sure exactly how that works out, but I'm on some of my podcasts that are posted there are free to listen to, but some of them are for patrons only, and they need to make a pledge. Hopefully that'll come about, because there, some of the Patreon members have a lot of patrons. So I'm hopefully to get to there one person at a time. But let's move on with the show. Next up on infotainment is a pre-recorded segment with CJ, who is at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. He's going to give us a report on what's going on there. Maybe your state has one. I think most states do. They're pretty interesting. So he spends quite a bit of time at the vegetable justice stand, which will be explained. So let's give that a listen and welcome CJ to the program. We got my co-host CJ is on location at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. How's it going up there today?
It's crowded here at the Renaissance Festival. Randy, it's a lot of people here. The weather's good. And I just walked by the Crown Stage, and the show is just getting done there with the Tortuga Twins. And just walking down here through the food alley right now, a lot of people eating turkey legs and all kinds of good stuff here. So that's what I'm doing today. We're live and direct from the Renaissance Festival here in the Twin Cities.
I know we have both been down to our favorite location, the Vegetable Justice Stand. I was wondering if, I don't know if this is possible, but if you could pick up some of the insults, maybe.
You know, when I get back down that way, right now I'm the opposite side of it, I think. I'm walking down toward the Pukin Snot Boat, and I'm quite a ways from there, but maybe I could call you back when I get down in that area, and we could do a story or report from down there at the Vegetable Justice Stand.
Maybe some of our listeners don't know Pukin Snot. There are a couple of comedians on a old pirate ship, I guess you could say, that do a lot of sword in the crotch type humor.
Yeah, and that ship is still there. I think it's the original ship. You know, they had a fire here a while back, and it burned some of the ground. I think that ship's the original ship here.
Now, that's cool. Yeah, I vaguely remember the fire. I don't know how much it destroyed.
Yeah, I guess it was off season, but that's been several years ago now. They rebuilt a lot of it here at the Renaissance Festival. So, but I guess that fire started in one of the food booths. I don't know, some people got in here and started goofing around or just what happened, but anyway. Hey, I got one of the old-time things I'm looking at here right now. You probably remember this. The Mechanical Man, the little monster, has got that crank on his chest, and he's cranking away, and while he's cranking, he's moving, and when he stops cranking, he stops. He's been throwing the ball back and forth to different people in the crowd. I don't know if you remember that or not.
No, I don't. Maybe I did see that, but I kind of forget. It's been a long time since I've been to the Renaissance Festival.
And now I'm making my way over to where the bear stage is at.
The bear stage?
Yeah, that's a long time thing here. And, they've got plays and stuff going on there at the bear stage, right across from the Throne of Swords. That's a tongue twister.
Yes. Well, this is the first time we've tried this technically, I'm recording at a little different rate of speed, so hopefully the quality will sound good. You can hear a lot of crowd noise there. It's busy at the Renaissance Festival.
And you know, when I got here, I got here plenty early. I got here about an hour early, and I got the closest I've ever had for parking. I'm right outside the front gate, so that's a first for me. Usually, I get stuck way out in the middle of the field, but I'm right outside the front gate this time.
That's cool. Yeah, getting good parking is always a plus.
Now, the last time I drove through here, I was on the way down to your studios, and that was last weekend when we recorded the last show, and there was traffic backed up on 169 turning in to come in here, and of course, I left early enough today where I drove almost right in, and of course I got right up front. So here's something else that's new here. They are selling gyros here, or gyros. They got a Greek food stand here, and I just happened to walk by it here just as I'm on my way over to the Puke and Snot boat. But that's something I think relatively new here at the Renaissance Festival. I've never seen it here before.
They have I think it's Heroes, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure, but they have them at the Windsurfing Regatta and the Turkey Day Parade, I believe, where you can buy Hero sandwiches. Those are really good, but they charge $9 here.
Yeah, I don't know what they, I think they're $6 here. But, you know, I was at the State Fair a couple of weeks ago, and my good friend Dino has Dino's Greek food. He's got the stand down there by the grandstand, and I worked for him when I was a kid, when I was just a teenager. He had a small stand at the Anoka Fair, and then now he's got a big franchise. I think he's got 6 restaurants all across the Twin Cities, and now he's got a permanent building at the Minnesota State Fair just outside of the grandstand. Yeah, I like Greek food. That's for sure. I'm going to have to visit the stand here at the RenFest a little bit later today, now that I know where it's at again. But, hey, I spotted the ship.
Oh, yeah?
And, I don't know when the next show is, but... I spotted the ship, and I am headed that direction as you speak.
Yeah, however long you want to keep talking to us. But, next time
We're live. I do have another shark story that is pretty interesting. Some people in New York were keeping like 10 different sharks in their basement pool. It was 15 foot long.
That's the pool I would not want to go swimming in.
All the sharks were 2 to 4 foot long. It had 7 live sandbar sharks, 2 dead leopard sharks, and 1 dead hammerhead shark.
Go ahead.
No one has been arrested as of yet, and there wasn't a reason for why the Department of Environmental Conservation was starting to investigate.
You know what? I wonder what if you put piranha in a pool of sharks. I wonder which one would die first: the shark or the piranhas getting eaten by the shark.
You know, I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know. I think that's something that the scientists ought to take into consideration and try sometime. Hey, they do have something else that's new here. I didn't see it here last year, but they got a zip line here.
Oh, that would be cool. I've never tried one of those.
Yep, they've got it strung between 2 poles across, and it's right across. If people hear this and they get out here before the show festival ends, the zip line is right across from the puke and snot boat.
Puke and snot. What a name for a comedy duo.
Or sneeze and throw up. I guess you could call it that, too.
Well, maybe we should record while you're riding the zip line.
You know what? That would probably be a great idea, but not today. Maybe we'll do it after the festival ends.
Well, you like roller coasters and stuff. You'd probably like that.
Yeah, it'd probably be fun. They've got a zip line, a couple of zip lines in Branson that go down the Ozark Mountains.
Oh, that'd
be kind of fun to do sometime.
Yes, it would. So, I'd probably scream my head off because I do not like roller coasters. I do not know why, but I just never liked that sinking feeling when you went down one of the hills.
Well, I made it over here to the big ship, and the performance times here are 10:30, 12, 1:30, 3:30, and 5. So they're in between shows here right now, and just a few people sitting underneath the sun shelters they got out here, and so that's what's going on here right now. One of the guys from the show is on stage rearranging staging and stuff, I suppose getting ready for the next show. But that's what's going on here at the Puke and Snot boat over here at the Legend Stage. And again, we're coming to you live from the Minnesota Renaissance Festival here in the Twin City area. And I hope your listeners are enjoying this report live and direct from the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, they don't know what we went through to try to arrange this thing. You're coming via satellite.
That's right. It's bouncing off the satellite from here in the Twin Cities over to your studio. So, and by the way, if people, I don't know if I mentioned this, but if people are looking, it's not boat. It's over here by the, it's actually called the Legend Stage over here.
Yes.
So when you come in the gates, there's a map that you can get. And when you get on that map, just look for the Legend Stage. And it's also got the image of a boat on the map. And that's where the Puke and Snot Stage is at. So there's also another show that takes place at this stage. It's an opening act for puking snot called Monkey Boy. And show times for that are 10 a.m., 11:30, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4:30 p.m. And again, that's over here at the Puke and Snot stage at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Monkey Boy. I hope he doesn't take a dump and throw it out in the crowd.
Well, it'd be kind of scary if the guy playing the guitar, so I don't know.
Okay. Have you seen any evil-looking clowns or zombies walking around?
I have not spotted any here yet. I've spotted some pretty freaky things, some pretty freaky people, but no zombies and no clowns yet.
Yeah, it's. I don't know if they have a contest of the best costume, but a lot of people dress up for the Renaissance Festival. And
there's a lot of that here. You see a lot of different things, a lot of different people, different colored hair here. And pickle guys still selling pickles. And
for a dollar?
You know what? I didn't ask them.
So, I think it used to be a dollar a pickle there.
Yeah. But, in fact, I'm looking at there's a pickle stand right outside of the Puke and Snot stage here right now. And somebody just picking up a pickle. But that's what's going on here right now at the Renaissance Festival here in the Twin Cities, just outside of Shakopee. And that's what's going on here, Randy, right now at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Well, you have a great day up there, and thanks for the report. It was very informative, and we'll hopefully put it in the next show.
Well, when I get a chance, when I get over to the vegetable justice stand, I'll give you a call back, and maybe we can do that segment for another show.
Sure, that sounds great. Talk to
you. Well, thanks. What's that? Go ahead.
Well, we'll talk to you later.
There's a delay for our listeners. There's a delay because of the satellite feed. So I'm getting Randy just a few seconds later here. So if I pause and have to ask him again what's going on, it's due to the satellite feed.
Huh. That's a good explanation. I wouldn't have come up with that. I didn't know.
That sounds good. I'm going to make my way over to Vegetable Justice, and I'll call you back for another report.
Sure.
All righty.
Talk to you later.
All right. Yeah, I'll give you a call back here, Randy, when I get over there. So I hope that recorded good for you and got some good stuff. That was fun to do live from here, something different. So.
Yes, it was. Yeah, so hopefully we can use that.
Yeah, I hope so. It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to make my way down to Vegetable Justice, and then I'll give you a call back.
All right, sounds good.
All righty, it'll be just a few minutes, but I think I'm still a little ways away from the stage here yet, so.
Okay.
But I'll give you a call when I get down there.
Did you hear me okay asking questions and stuff?
Yeah, I just had to, there was a little bit of a delay, but not bad. But I could hear you just fine. I had to get away from that stage when they had that show going when I was over at that other one.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear you worth a hoot. There's a lot of echo, and I just couldn't hear you over there.
Yeah, I'm trying to turn up your volume a little bit, but those buttons are recessed. It makes it kind of a hassle.
Yeah.
I'm reaching back.
Well, it's trial and error. I mean, just try it and see what adjustments have to be made, and you know what has to be turned up for the next time or whatever. So.
Yeah, it's a good trial run.
Yeah, I wore jeans today because it started out pretty cool and sounded like it was gonna be cool. So, but now I'm wishing I had shorts on.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what it's like outside today, but we had storms last night, but it's a little bit breezy, so I got the window open.
Well, I'll give you a call here. I think I'm just down for vegetable justice here, but I'll give you a call when I get down there.
Okay.
Hey, I'll talk to you in a bit.
Yep. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Tommy. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We're live again with CJ at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. I understand you're at the Vegetable Justice stand right now.
That is correct. I made it over here to the Vegetable Justice stand, and a new guy just came up to the table, and he's whipping tomatoes right now. And for people that aren't familiar with what goes on here, there's a guy that stands behind this wall that's decorated like a tomato, and he hurls insults to people in the crowd and to people throwing the tomatoes. And the goal is for the guy to whip a tomato and hit the guy in the head. And that's what's going on right now. The guy here is hurling insults, and the guy's throwing tomatoes. So, and I think he gets 5 tomatoes to throw at a time. And the one guy just got done throwing, and so now, here comes the 2 little girls coming up here. And usually he tames down the insult a little bit for the kids, but it's still pretty funny. I'm gonna stop talking here so you can hear him talk to these kids. I don't know if you can hear that, but he's here, and they were whipping tomatoes, and I think one of them hit the guy in the head. And the guy that's hurling the insult, he looks like somebody that could come from Duck Dynasty.
Oh man!
I think it'd be hard to get that tomato juice out of that beard he's got, but. Well, that's what's going on here.
They usually rake the tomatoes over some nails before they throw them, so it's not like a hard baseball tomato being thrown.
No, but I think if I do it, I'd sneak some in that weren't softened up and give the guy a surprise.
Yes, I would be probably. Maybe he'd need medical attention after that.
Yep, that's for sure. So, and it's all ages that come up here to throw tomatoes. There's little kids and adults, and here comes the 3 little kids again, and they're going to come up here, and they've got a distance set up for the kids, depending on how old the kids are, and some get right up close, and some are a little bit further back here, so... Once they start throwing, I'm going to let you listen in again so you can kind of hear what he's saying. I don't know how well it's coming over the satellite into your studio there. But
unfortunately, that's sounding a little garbled.
Okay. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
But step back here. We'll try it again, and hopefully something will come through.
Sure.
And just as I started to do that, this little girl way up close just threw a tomato and went right through the hole where the guy's head sat. So they had a pretty good aim.
That's pretty good.
Turn it over. Yeah, I'm going to turn it over here now so you can hear what he's saying, hopefully.
Or you really just let the cat is like.
He sounds like an angry pirate. Arr.
Well, a little girl's done now. Now this little kid's throwing him, and he's a little bit further back there. I'm going to let you listen in. This kid, two of his tomatoes just about nailed the guy right in the head. But here's the older kid.
That was a real question. You all look
want to
know why girls
won't
talk to you? This is
a sweatpants
in public.
Okay, well, just nailed the guy again. Just told the kid did. So that's what happens over here at Vegetable Justice here at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. And they got a little break in the action going on here. So, but that's what's happening here at the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're having a great time there. And hopefully we can have a lot of this on the next infotainment program.
That sounds good. Well, I'm going to get scooting around here, and I need to shut up so people can hear what's going on. I'm sitting here on one of the benches with people around here, so I better get going. But again, thanks for including this report on your program, and we will report back to you, who knows, maybe another festival or something.
Great talking with you.
All right, take care, and everybody keep listening.
All righty.
And now it looks like it's about time to end this podcast. I would like to thank CJ for his on-location report from the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. And I would like to wish everyone happy ghost hunting. If they have the apps for it on their Android phones or iPhones. And I'd also like to say thanks to Netflix for keeping on Longmire. I think it's one of the best TV shows out there. And hopefully their sixth season will show up soon. And also, I've heard that there are some movie talks, which would be awesome. So right now, I will say goodbye and enjoy the music. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Something smooth. Something dangerous, something wicked, like the dead.